Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Resurrection Day to each and every one of you as we become closer and closer to that evening. I pray that you all have enjoyed Holy Week and that it's meant a lot to you and that it's made some changes in your life. I know some of us have been on different fasts, and there's even been quite a few of you have done personal 40-day fasts since Lent. And so I just pray that God has opened up and gave you the insight to those secret places that has been holding back and some of the strongholds in your life, that you now have something stronger with you, something that you can break down. The word is with you deeper, and it's penetrated in your mind and in your heart, and that is deep in your tongue. So now you have a weapon. And now with that weapon, you can actually start to break down some of the barriers that has been holding you back, that you've actually had to stop and has not allowed you to go and do the things that you wanted to do, that you know God has called you to do. But you now have a barrier. And God is always there, and He has more and more and more and more for you. The farther we want to be with God, that's how far we can get with Him. The closer we want to get, we can get closer and closer. So I encourage you, don't stop. With whatever it is that you have right now, don't stop. Whatever it is you've got from this fast, don't stop. Whatever it is that you learned and the eyesight, you now can see some things that you were totally blind to before. Don't stop. God still has more for you. And I just want to remind you here at Tri-Anointed Ministries, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for you to be blessed. And I want you to continue to pray for me. But I also want you to remember, all around the continent, all around the world, we need each other. We need each other constantly. We need each other. Well, this is Evangelist Von Dillis, and I just want to remind you, as we get started celebrating tonight, talking about temptation and how God knows who you are. He knows your heart, and He's not there sitting up high somewhere looking down trying to tempt you. You know, I've heard different people say, well, you know, it seems like I try to do right, but every time I turn around, some strange woman comes up to me. I don't go up to them, or even vice versa. You're not the first to experience that, is the word that I give to them. It's God's word. He shows us in the word. David said, even when I try to do good, it seems like that evil is lurking around every corner. But we have to persecute, and we have to still focus and push our way forward. Because we can look at some of the examples of David of how he, when he did not push forward, and he was a man after God's own heart. You're going to be tempted, but it's not been tempted of God. But we learn from David as we see in his life stories. What happened when he did not, when he chose to give in to that lust, to give in to that adultery. That he had to try to cover up and do different things, even to the point that he even had a man's life taken, trying to cover up from the sins that he had allowed himself to get caught up in. Again, we spoke on last evening. Remember, the enemy is not going to show you how your beginning is going to turn out in the end. He shows you your beginning just right there. Because the pleasures of sin, there's pleasure in sin. And he shows you those pleasures. He said, look how you will feel. He doesn't show you the destruction that it carries you, that it costs. That the wages of those sins cause death in your life, cause death in your marriage, causes death in your church, causes death in your home, in your school, in your country. The wages of those sins. He says, now you have accepted the sin that I've showed you, the pleasures. Now it's time to pay. The wages of those sins is death, my sisters and my brothers. But I'm going to be praying for you. And you just continue to pray for me. I'll be right back.
Are in the pop of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed.
Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. Be blessed, Reggie. Be blessed, the counseling. Be blessed, JD. Wherever this life leads you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. Yes, yes, yes.
God's got an answer for you tonight.
He's got an answer.
You might be hurting.
You might be hurting.
You might be crying.
Yes, yes.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying and frustrated too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. And you can depend on me to pray for you. Yes. Gotta keep on praying. I'm gonna keep on praying. Don't give up. Pray. Keep on praying. Praying. Just push. Keep praying. Keep praying. Hallelujah. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you.
Now let me prophesy for a minute.
Prophesy. Prosperity too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak a life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. Oh, 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 oh. You can depend on me to pray for you. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I was on that airplane that day. I thought about everything. Yeah. And everything, the people of New Orleans.
Just watch God.
We've been through a lot. And I started thinking, what is the solution?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
And you pray for me. And then watch God change things. Pray
you
for
pray
you.
For you pray for me.
You pray for me.
And watch God change things.
Let me do it. Hallelujah.
Oh, if you just get on your lunch break, would
yeah.
you just take a moment out to pray for me?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to be praying for
I'll
you.
I'll be praying for you.
Just one, God. Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you.
I'll pray for you.
You pray for me.
You pray for me.
What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change things. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a witness, you guys. I'm a witness. I'm praying for you, Van Edmondson, my cousin. I'm praying for you, Van. Come on, Crystal.
I pray for you.
Uh-huh.
You pray for me.
I will, I will.
I pray for you. You pray for me. What God gave me. Oh, yeah. I pray for you.
Yeah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, just thank you for love, thank you for togetherness, thank you for peace,
yeah.
I thank you for my brothers and my sisters, I thank you, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Jesus, there is none like you, and I thank you, Jesus, that you have given us the abilities to just reach out and pray for one another, and as I pray for all of my sisters and my brothers, right now, hallelujah, generations and generations I see have been sick. I feel illness is just coming over each generation, and it's just passing down through there, and we've been accepting it. Oh, but I pray right now in the name, your name, the name of Jesus, by the authority given to me by Jesus, I stop it right now. I cast out any demonic spirit that allow themselves to try to set up in their bodies right now. And if you, my sister, if you, my brother, is bold enough to accept it, it's yours. That chain can be broken right now. That chain is broken. God has healed you long before you were even born. Your healing was there, and now it's your time to step forward and accept it. And I'm going to keep on praying for you. And you keep right on praying for me. And you watch God as he begins to change things. You're going to begin to feel different. Hallelujah. Keep on keeping on. God bless you. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your power. And we ask you, dear Father, as I decrease, I invite you to come and take control. Speak. through me, dear Father, to tell your story. Speak through me, dear Father, to lift up, bow down his. Use me as your vessel, dear Father, to go and tell your word. Preach your word wherever you have it to be. I will say what you will have me to say. May my flesh be moved aside, that your holy anointed spirit may dwell inside of me. Hallelujah, that is you that the world may see, that is you that the world may hear, that is you that the world may get their deliverance from, that is you that the world may get their followers from. You are our Savior, and we love you, Jesus. We accept you for who you are. Right now, in the powerful name of Jesus, we ask you to accept our praise. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers, Jesus. And I thank you for just being in our lives on a daily basis. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we praise him and we thank you. This is I, your servant, Evangelist Yvonne Dumas. And I'm just coming to you just with praise in my heart and just worship in my lips, on my lips, on my tongue. Because I love the Lord. I truly love the Lord. I'm not ashamed to tell the whole world that I love the Lord. And he's been good to me. He is good to me over and over and over again. If I had 10,000 tongues, I would not be able to express the goodness of the Lord. Just in this lifetime, some of the things that he's brought me through, that he's carrying me through right now. Even things on my job. But I know that that job is not my source. And I don't even have to look anymore. I used to look for a minute at the longevity. At the time, the length of time that I've been there. And the investment. But, you know, God said, wait a minute. Even that you can't even put before it. What God has for me is for me. And that job is not my source. But God is my source. God is my source, everyone. God is your source. And let nothing, no man come between you and God. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Redemption, love, grace, authority. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. The thief saw the reality of redemption. The thief saw love as Jesus Christ hung on that cross and still, through all of it, cried out to his Father to forgive them, for they knew not what they do. That's love. That's love. That is love. Our scripture tonight is real quick. It comes from the book of James. James 1:13-14 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, nor tempteth he any man. Hallelujah. Again, James, New Testament, chapter 1, verse 13-14 says, let no man say when he is tempted that I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, nor tempteth he any man. See, Jesus is the greatest thing going on. There's nothing this world has to offer us that will last. That includes my job, your job. There's nothing that this world has to offer us that will last. You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. As a baby, you have to feed your baby because until they learn how to feed themselves. But once they learn how to feed themselves, any mother, any father can tell you that they get a little cranky when you keep trying to put the little bits of food in their mouth. They want to take control. They want to feed themselves. And once you have learned how to feed yourself, you don't want to continue to go back to being dirty. You don't want to continue to go back to just getting the food all over your face. So why do people go back to being dirty. Go back to being hand-felt, fed again after they find God. That's one of the biggest questions people ask me all the time. Why is it that man seems to stumble back so far all the time? Why is it that today that they're up high and tomorrow they're criticizing their sister or their brother? They're stealing from this person and that person. They can't wait till mama die or till daddy die so they can divide the family by just arguing over what's left. I said, why is it? My answer is truly just as the word has taught us. It's because, my sisters and brothers, they see religion instead of redemption. They see religion instead of a relationship. See, the love that the thief saw upon Jesus, as that love laid upon Jesus, the thief also saw in Jesus what God, his Father, always see. He always see love. God loved Jesus. He was always bragging about him. Mark 1 and 11 records, it records God as saying, thou art my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. God always saw love when he saw Jesus. God got so excited about Jesus' baptism that he just started hollering from heaven. They said, whoa. He just started hollering from heaven. Even John got excited and exposed God's plan of redemption. It says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold, it's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God's love towards us is revealed in his plan of redemption, his plan to redeem us. And the thief saw this love, and he cried out for Jesus to remember him. And as we talked about on our last broadcast, this the same man who was hanging up on the cross with them just mocking Jesus. But then he saw something. He saw that love, and that love made a difference. And the same man that he was mocking said, if you're the king of Jews, why don't you save yourself? Just like everyone was saying. Now he's calling that man Lord. Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. He said, my Lord, will you just please remember me? He wanted to know the love of God. He wanted to know that love that I see resting upon you right now. I want to know that love. I want to know that love. And we get caught up in so many different things looking for that love. And we see somebody and we think because they're riding around in fancy automobiles and they're dressed, every time you see them, you just feel like, wow, I wish I had that. Wow, I wish I could speak like that. Wow, I wish my hair was like that. Whoa, I wish my kids looked like that. I wish my family unit worked just like that. I wish I had that job that they have. And so we try, we press trying to get into their lives and get involved in what they're doing and whatever it is, but we still can't get the success that they have because we're looking for love. And we may find a way to earn all of the money that we see that they have, but we still can't get the love that they have upon them because we're looking for the wrong things in the wrong places, in the wrong people. I invite you to open up your heart and seek God first and his righteousness and then all of those other things that you're looking for. Oh, he said, I love you so much. Oh, then I'm just going to add those things unto you. And he'll do it. That's why I'm praying for you. And that's why I beg of you to keep on praying for me. Because God will do it. Just watch him work. Watch God as he starts to change things. Watch God as your religion now turns into, that your eyes come clear and you can see the redemption
That religion that you're moving aside and you said, I don't want that any longer. That's what I thought. That's fake. But I want a relationship. Hallelujah. See, religion, you can pick it up, you can lay it down. Religion will confuse you when you're out here in the midst of the world with real problems. That religion will work okay as long as you're faking it. And you're just around two or three and everything is going fine. But wait till some problems come into your life. And they are here. It's not when or if, but they are. They're pushing up against you as we speak. But a relationship with God will determine how you react to the situation. A relationship with God says, no weapon all formed against me shall prosper. Will it be hard? Yes. Yes. But just a no. We've already been through a lot of hard times. But just to know that you've got somebody who's got your back, it makes a difference. It makes a difference, all the difference in the world. To know that you're just not out there by yourself and alone, it makes a difference. A relationship with God will reveal the redemption of God. It will reveal the closeness. So God got so excited. He just started hollering from heaven. Hallelujah. God's love towards us is in his plan. And the thief was able to see it. No longer did the thief look to the past. He didn't look back and say, well, I have done so many wrong things in my life. There's no way I can even speak out and tell this great person that I see to remember me. He didn't sit back there and say, oh, well, you know, if I had not done all of these terrible things, then maybe I could. But he didn't look back at his past. But he reached forward to God's plan. And he said, it's something about him. It's something about him that's true love. But he's speaking to his father in a way that he know that his father is hearing him. And I believe, without a doubt, that he's got somewhere to go. That this is not the ending right here. I believe that we're getting ready to see a brand new beginning. And I'm going to open my mouth. And I'm going to ask him, Lord, my Lord, please remember me. There you are. This is your opportunity. Lord, my Lord, please remember me. See, I've been a liar and I've been a thief. Yeah, I've been the one that has broke up the churches. I've been the one that has broke up marriages. That's me. But I'm still hearing you calling my name. And Lord, Lord, I want to call upon you. I want to be in your kingdom. I want you to remember me. See, people live in the past and never see the future. If you live in your past of who hurt you, how they hurt you, why they won't apologize to me, why do they keep prospering, why am I still stuck here, why nobody wants me, why am I not married? People who live in their past would never see their future, would never see their future. I invite you right now. You have the opportunity to come out of your past. You're more than your past. You are more than your past. You have the opportunity to come and be somebody. Come and reach out. Do something different. Hallelujah. I know that's what you want for your life. God wants that same thing for you. I beg you right now to come be a part of the kingdom of God. Come see what it was that the thief Some are saying, God, I admit that I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. Confess that Jesus is your Savior. Hallelujah. God is a living God. God is a good God. And God is here for me and you. I don't care what we're going through, where we're at. God is here for me and you. His love is here for us. Again, people who live in the past never see the future. When Adam sinned, God didn't worry. Immediately, he started making a plan for the future. Didn't get stuck in the past. Immediately, he started making a plan for the future. And we need to see the love of God that compels us towards God's plan for our future. It's what? It's the love of God that compels us towards God's plan for our future. So that means it's not the wrath of God. It's God's love, that he could love us in spite of our sins. Redemption, love. Let's talk a little bit about grace. The thief saw the law of grace. What a perfect example. God's unmerited favor. That's what grace is. He saw Christ saving the man who just, the ones who had just cursed him, the ones who had just pierced him, the ones who had just took a bed of thorns and just stuck it in his head. The thief witnessed as Jesus blessed them. He saw Christ saving those men. Could you save someone who just cursed you? We get all bent out of shape when someone cut in front of us. Hallelujah. We get bent out of shape if someone corrects our child when our child is in the wrong. So could you save someone who just cursed you? The grace of God within Jesus surpasses all human understanding. And it brought life to the thief. It went over all human understanding. Just blew his mind. And it just brought new life into him. Romans 8 and 2 says, he says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. One more time. I really want you to hold on to this. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, the thief proved that verse as he received the grace of God. Now, the same grace was there for anyone to receive it. But you notice that no one there on the ground did, or the thief that's hanging on the other side of Jesus did not receive it, chose not to, but the thief proved that the law of the spirit of Jesus Christ, the spirit of life, had freed him from the sin, from the law of sin and death. So he chose to receive the grace of God. His destiny came to pass. Right in the midst of his death, his destiny came to pass. Noting that the other thief had the same ability to ask the Father to forgive him. However, instead of reaching out for help, he was angry. He was mad. It is amazing how the devil can consume someone so much that on their deathbed, they will still curse God. On their deathbed will have the opportunity to forgive someone and refuses to forgive. So they still are cursing God. Have an opportunity to God just bring you through miraculous things over and over and over again, but you still hooked up on something that happened 30 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 days ago, 3 hours ago, you're still cursing God. So you're saying, evangelist, am I not to show emotions of anger? We're flesh. We have flesh wrapped around our bones. But don't let the sun go down on that anger. You got to find a way to get beyond that. You got to find a way, and my way is just going in the Word and just remembering that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That this too will pass. God, take this away from me. Teach me how to love in the midst of this. It doesn't mean that you got to run back up to that person and let them just beat on you and do you wrong over and over again. But find a way to get yourself out of that situation. Find a way to don't let what has happened to you mess up with your future plans that God has for you. Again, what has happened to you, you got to make sure that it doesn't affect what God has for you. What God has for you, it is for you. It's waiting there for you to accept it. It's just like the light is green, and you're in a hurry to get somewhere, and you're excited to get to this place, to this event, to see someone. But someone just cut you off 2 blocks behind you. And now you're sitting at this green light, and you can't get to your destination because you can't move. You're stuck here because you cannot get over the anger. You cannot get over the hurt. You cannot get over the betrayal. I knew it was wrong what they did. I knew it was wrong what they said. I knew it was wrong that they took advantage of you. But you got to find a way through the word of Jesus Christ to get beyond that has happened to you. And look to the hills for which cometh your help. There's help there for you. Oh, your help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. You've got to find a way. And that's His grace. His grace is doing the same for you. As you're looking backwards as what has happened to you, someone else is remembering what you've done to them. You're holding people up. People are trying to get by, but they can't get by you because you're holding them up. Now you are doing something to someone. You're standing in someone's way. You as a parent not taking your kids, leading them to the Lord each and every day. If you're not praying with your child daily, if you're not praying over your children daily, you're setting them up for failure, disaster. And don't tell me that you're loving your kids. That's not love. Every child needs to see their parent fall in love with God. Every child. The greatest gift you can give them is to be an example before them. Show them how to deal with different things in this world, in life. Show them how to do it in a godly form. Why they're still under your roof? Because when they leave and head off to college, it's what you've saw, what they saw when they was living with you, is how they're going to react when it starts to happen to them. Yeah. And so now don't turn your back at them and don't say, well, why are you making these wrong choices? Why are you choosing to hang out with them instead of come home to be with me? Because that's all you taught them is to hang out. You wasn't in the house worshiping with them. You wasn't in the church worshiping and praising with them, holding their hands. Every child needs a perfect gift from you as a parent. From you as a godparent, from you as a grandparent. And that is to see you living a Christian life. See you living the words that's in this Bible. It's your responsibility to make them come alive for them so they can see a true and living God each and every day. not just to say that, hey, I love God, but then you're doing everything on the opposite end of it. You're lukewarm. And God says he would rather for you to be totally cold or totally hot. Lukewarm, he said, he can't even deal with. He would just spew you out of his mouth. Lukewarm. You need to decide today who it is that you're going to travel. Whose side are you on? A man cannot serve two gods. He will love one and hate the other. Hallelujah. It's amazing how people will still curse God. Many people think that they will live their own way and they can just give in to God on their deathbed. And then I'm not sure if I would gamble on being able to do that. What if it happens so quickly? People are killed instantly. You don't know your time. You don't know how you're going. Someone got up this morning and had plans for tonight. Had no idea that this was their day. The scripture says, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 says, now today, not tomorrow, not next week. It says, but now. It said, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. If you don't know God, I ask you to repeat after me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your spirit. Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of my sins. And I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. And Jesus, I just want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. And in your name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The whole heavens is just shouting and celebrating and rejoicing with you. If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, it says, old things, that means the things that you did before saying this prayer, oh, it said, old things are passed away. Now behold, all things. Don't let man or woman tell you only some of things, but all things are become new. All of heaven is celebrating with you. You have a brand new life with Jesus, and you have a bright future filled with faith and hope. It's important that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com, walkwithmelord@yahoo.com. You can leave a message here on the Blog Talk Radio. You, of course, you know when you leave me a message or the emails, either email address, you know, as you do, you just ask me for my information, and we exchange personal information. I don't mind giving out my telephone number, and we talk to each other. We become a part of each other's lives. Hallelujah. Because we have to do exactly what we said we was going to do. Pray for each other. We have to be there for each other. We're not here to condemn each other, but we got to lift each other up. And when you're down and sometimes you say, I don't even feel like praying, I got to be there for you because I want you to be blessed. Until tomorrow night, happy resurrection. Have a great tomorrow. We will see you on tomorrow night if it's God's will. Hallelujah.
But we've come to tell you tonight, be
blessed. Be blessed.
Just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed.
Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Good night.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord began.
began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Don't stop praying when this goes off. Keep on praying.